committee meeting to order. The time is 9:12, and I guess I would ask the clerk to read the roll. Actually, you know what? I don't need a roll for the public hearing, right? So I will call a public hearing as required by ordinance for the special meeting of the HUD Grants Committee to order at 9:12. Is there anyone here to speak in favor or against anything on the HUD Grants Committee agenda? Anyone here to speak in favor or against the HUD Grants Committee agenda? Ms. Pierce? Look at her. Look at Emma looking. Emma, would you like to say anything to speak in favor or against the HUD Grants Committee agenda? All right. Having no one speak, I hereby close the public hearing of the HUD Grants Committee. And I will open at, I close it at 9:12, and I open at 9:12 the special meeting of the HUD Grants Committee of the Common Council. Mr. Clerk, would you please read the roll? And I'll have you read the notice into the record as well after you do the roll.
Alderman Carlo Carlozzi. Alderwoman Suzanne Belinsky.
Present.
Alderwoman Toni Lynn Collins.
Present.
Alderman David DeFranzo. Alderman Michael Trueworthy. Alderman Adam Platosh.
Here.
Alderman Don Naples.
Here.
Alderman Jamie Giantonio.
Here.
Alderman Robert Schmedley.
Present.
Alderwoman Eva Magnashevsky.
Here.
Alderwoman Shirley Black.
Present.
Alderman Wilfredo Pabon.
Here.
Alderman Daniel Salerno.
Here.
Alderman Emmanuel Sanchez. Alderman Louis Salvio.
Here.
11 present.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. And just for the record, Alderman DeFranzo, Alderman Carlozzi, and Alderman Trueworthy have conflicts, and therefore they're not part of this committee and have stepped away from that. And Alderman Sanchez is out on medical. Could you please read the notice into the record?
Notice to the town clerk. A special meeting will be held on Wednesday evening, May 13, 2015, for the HUD Grants Committee of the Common Council at 8 p.m. in the Council Chamber, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for the following resolution, and I don't have the resolution number in front of me, consolidated plan for the HUD programs.
And I don't know if it's got a resolution number, but it will be so numbered if it's not as yet.
Is it number 10?
No, it's number 10 on the agenda. No, it's the meeting from the town clerk's office, which it'll be given one. But I don't think anyone's, thank you, Mr. Clerk. I don't think anyone is confused that our discussion this evening is for the consolidated plan for HUD programs, which is CDBG proposals. There are three sections: public services, public facilities and housing, and the home proposal. And I am willing to take a motion. Alderwoman Collins.
Madam Chair, I'd like to offer some amendments.
Well, first you probably need to make a motion to accept and refer back to the council with a neutral recommendation, potentially.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion to accept and refer. Let's see. Wait a minute. This is not
the resolution.
Yeah, but I don't have. Well, I don't have the resolution. That's the problem.
You probably. It's okay. It's the same thing. Just refer the resolution. In your package, probably in your mailbox.
Okay. I'm making a motion to accept and refer the resolution with a neutral recommendation.
Back to the council with a neutral. Mm-hmm. The motion is to accept and refer the resolution on the consolidated plan for HUD programs back to the council with a neutral recommendation, seconded by Alderman Naples. Discussion, Alderwoman Collins.
Madam Chair, I would like to offer the following amendments. For PS4, add $5,000. For PS6, add $5,000. For PS19, add $4,000 more dollars. for PS25 at $8,500. Reduce PS27 to $8,000. That would be minus $2,000. And reduce number 10 to $279,500.
What was it, 279, I'm sorry?
279,500.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought there was some change there. Okay, I'm going to repeat that, and then I'll ask for a second on the motion. The motion is to add PS4 at a council award level of $5,000, to add PS6 at a council award amount of $5,000, to amend PS19 from $10,000 to $14,000, to add PS25 at a council award allotment of $8,500, to amend PS27 from $10,000 to $8,000. And if the math works out, the total should be amending the total of 218,911 to 239,411 on the first page. And on the public facilities and housing, amend number 10. I didn't do the total here. Oh, it's not 20. Oh, whatever.
No, just for clarification, we were reducing the contingency line at the bottom, I believe, from 14,617 down to 617, and using $14,000 from contingency.
Oh, yeah. I get you.
So
yep.
The net to item number 10 is really only $6,500, yes. Bringing it to a total of $293,500.
$293,500. Okay. So the other amendment would be to strike the contingency of $14,617. Was that an amendment you had wanted to make as well, Alderwoman?
Yes.
Okay. Down to 617 in that contingency.
Okay.
We don't want to put it up in proper. We want to add it up.
I don't think I got all that.
No. We can vote on this one. Okay. So does everyone understand what the amendment proposal is at this point in time?
I just wish you'd go over the total of the council awards again.
Okay. I can restate the amendment. If everybody has the I don't know if you have the other one or the first page. So the amendments being proposed is PS4 to add PS4 at a council award level of $5,000. To add PS6 at a council award level of $5,000. To modify PS19 to a council award level of $14,000. To add PS25 at a council award level of $8,500. To modify PS27 to a council award level of $8,000. And so on the public services total, it should be modified to $239,411.
Okay.
And then the next modification was to number 10. And that's modifying number 10 from $300,000 down to $293,500, as well as reducing the contingency down $14,000 to only a council award of $617,000. Dollars. And then what does that make? That still makes the amount the same, though, right? Yeah. Correct? No.
What's this number then?
Ten was 293,500.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to 100,000?
That makes that $1,938,910. And I'll repeat that, $1,438,910
Okay.
is the total for the public facilities and housing.
Mm-hmm. And the grant amount. Okay. And so does everyone understand the amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Is there discussion on the amendment? If there's no discussion on the amendment? Oh, can I have a second on the amendment?
I believe Alderman Naples.
Yeah, I did say Alderman Naples seconded. Yeah, I did. He did do it while I was still, I did it at the end.
Is he seconded the first?
I seconded the thing. I'll second the amendment too.
The original.
I second the original motion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you seconded the original motion.
Second the amendment.
Do you second the amendment as well, Alderman? Alderman Naples agrees to second the amendment as well. Thank you. All right, we can have a third then. Is there any discussion on the amendment? All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The amendment passes. Back to the motion as amended. Okay.
Sure. And it drops it to.
Okay.
Yeah, because through you, Madam Chairwoman, the total CDBG has to remain the same because you're giving away the entire grant.
Oh, okay.
So regardless, you still need to come up with the final number has to be 1459410.
Right? Okay. Oh, okay.
Because that's what you're giving away.
So we have to take whatever difference from 10.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's why I had 260 something
yeah.
there.
You may have done it right. Yeah, I think your math at the end is right.
Yep.
What was the original?
No, you know
1459410.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I totaled this bottom number without realizing that 218.9 is there. So when we replace the 218.9 with the 239.411, the math is right. So
okay.
The bottom number doesn't change. Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. Math was never my strong suit.
Okay. And it is mine, but I just didn't have the time. So that remains 293,500 up top is correct?
Yes.
And to Mr. Malinowski, if number 10 is 293,500, contingency is changed to 617, subtotal public services is 239,411, does that then total correctly? Okay, just making sure that we have the changes correct. Okay, so we have in front of us the main motion as amended once.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion for a second amendment.
Okay, what is your motion, Mr. Smedley?
Alderman Smedley, excuse me. That's fine. I make a motion to fund page 1, number 7, Boys and Girls Club Physical Improvements okay. at the amount requested of $107,000.
Hang on.
I'll give everybody a second to catch up.
Yeah, so it's number 7. The amendment thus far is number 7, Boys and Girls Club Physical Improvements.
Uh-huh.
They were not funded.
Mm-hmm.
The request was 107.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Smedley's amendment is to give them the 107. So the council award would be 107.
And to continue the sentence, the money would be drawn from the number 10 line to bring the 293,500 to 186,500.
Okay, do I have a second on that amendment?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
Okay. Madam Chairperson, can I ask
through favor? Yes, request from Mr. Malinowski.
Yeah, can you make that either 106,617 or 107,617 and get rid of that $617, please?
I would be happy to request that we fund them at 107,617.
Okay. Well, why don't you put it into, you'd want to put it in clean and lean?
Yeah, put it someplace, please.
Can we just put it in clean and
lean? I'll withdraw that word.
Yeah.
Holy, come on.
All right,
just,
so now it's back to
107.
186,500.
Mm-hmm. Should we do it?
So what's it gonna be?
187?
107.
Yeah, thank you.
187.
Okay, 187, 117. So 107 in number 7.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And number 10 mm-hmm. then gets reduced to 187, 117.
Oh, okay.
And contingency is now 0. Okay, so Alderman Smedley made a motion. Alderman Salvio seconded, and you're okay with the moving it to the number 10, 187,
yes.
117. Yeah. Okay, so we have a second motion on the floor. Discussion on the motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I encourage this motion to be approved, or the amendment to be approved, excuse me. The Boys and Girls Club has a piece of property adjacent to their basketball courts that has either been used as a holding ground for construction by the city or as just a vacant lot at this point on High Street. And I would like to help encourage that lot to be developed for community use and members of the Boys and Girls Club to use. I do know they see 600 to 700 students a day, and I think they would greatly make use of a multi-purpose field there.
I agree with that. I think that's probably a good thing to do. Any other comments on the amendment? Any other comments on the
right
amendment?
Here.
Jan, Alderman.
Oh, excuse me, Alderman Jantoni.
Through you, if I could, I don't have a microphone. Through you, if I could ask Mr. Malinowski a question.
Absolutely, Mr. Malinowski.
Mr. Malinowski, can you just take us through so we can all make an informed decision? What reducing item number 10 from the original 300,000 down to 187, 117 would do?
Well. As I told the Alderman prior to the meeting, the Property Rehabilitation Program, or our NPP program, is one where we lend money to property owners throughout the city for repairs to bring their property up to building health and fire code. This program was dismantled in the past, and we are trying to put it back together. Presently, we do not have employees equipped to do the job, but we were moving in that direction, hopefully to have that in place by summer's end. We will continue to try to put the program back together. Right now, we don't have it. So at this juncture, it will have no immediate effect. But in the end, you know, when we do get it up and running, you know, we will be needing money at that point. But right now, there's no immediate effect.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. I'm just doing math here.
Your Honor, one more question to Mr. Malinowski.
Antonio.
So this wouldn't affect any the operations of the current DMD office or any of our clean and lean or any of those programs, correct?
Well, clean and lean has its own funding source.
Understood.
If we run out of funds, we usually move money from funds that are not being utilized.
Such as this one.
Such as this one.
Okay.
In the past, because you did give us some funding last year, because we were not capable of putting it together, we did fund other projects. We have funded the finishing of the veterans. We have funded our senior center for painting the interior, putting new carpeting in, making sure that the air conditioning is up and running. And that's also an upcoming, more extensive project than we thought it was going to be. We thought we could do that for $200,000. It looks like it's going to be more on the lines of $400,000, but it's in design at this point. From time to time, we do have other programs that come to us. CCARC wished to do a house on, I forget what street it's on. Road Street. And it was... that's a $70,000 project, so that was fun. It depends on what walks through the door as to whether or not we're going to be able to do it in the future or not. Additionally, when when we do projects of that type, we are allowed to claim our employees that work on them and pay their salaries from those projects. So if we don't have the money, we don't do the projects, we don't do the projects, we don't fund the salaries.
Madam Chair.
Alderman Salerno.
Through you, Madam Chairman. Mr. Malinowski, I guess the question is, in view of some of the perceived arcane perspectives of HUD here, how would you, in your professional opinion, view how the oversight of HUD would look at the particular monies that might be used but are being shifted? Would there be any concern on HUD's part in terms of taking something away that might be possibly used? I mean, do you feel that, from your perspective, that they would look at it differently?
No, HUD leaves those types of decisions on the local level. We tell them how we're going to spend the funds. If they think that when we tell them how we're going to spend the funds, we're not intending to spend them in the proper fashion, then they'll let us know. But, you know, the main thrust of HUD, obviously, is to supply, you know, safe, clean, and affordable housing. It also has additional thrusts in that, you know, is the Boys and Girls Club a reasonable use of HUD funding? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The Boys and Girls Club have 500 kids a day through their doors. The majority of those kids are low to moderate income. That meets the qualifications. Would it beautify the neighborhood to have a field there? If you've driven down High Street, I think you'd agree that grass would be a heck of a lot greener than what is presently there, and that's piles of dirt. So you're also eliminating a certain amount of blight, a blighted condition on the neighborhood, which is also something HUD likes to see. You know, in terms of some of your other changes, all the programs that are before you, if we did not feel that they qualified under HUD's guidelines, they wouldn't be before you at all for consideration, because we would knock them out prior to them even coming to you for consideration. So we do a certain amount of vetting before this list is even proposed and sent to you for your consideration. And if there was something there that you wanted to fund, that we felt was not qualified to be funded with HUD funds, we would have told you.
And I thank you for that answer. I just want to get my own validation about what makes sense in terms of how, for lack of a better term, we can juggle the limited amount of funds that we do receive, and that the best bang for the buck happens in that if both uses are available, and it's just a concern that I have that we don't overstate some aspects and understate other aspects of what not only is required, but what is capable for you to be able to do, your position within your administration to be able to handle that. That's my concern. I think it helps me validate what I certainly, in concept, support.
Through you, Madam Chairperson.
Yes, Mr. Malinowski.
The thing that I would stress most heavily, and I just did in discussions with the caucus on the side, was that if you're going to fund some projects, fund them. If you're going to take away money that's going to hurt something, don't do it. Because at some point you get to a point with a project where it's just not worth funding. You know, we have staff costs, we have mailing costs, we have ongoing staff costs for taking care of grants over a 12-month period. And it becomes very expensive to oversee very small amounts of money, and it doesn't make sense. In terms of the Boys and Girls Club, I know there was some discussion of possibly funding half of it. When you look at doing a field of this kind, where do you stop the bulldozers, and what do you say is half? It doesn't make sense. If you're going to do a construction project, you do it in its entirety, or you don't do it at all. Wait till next year, maybe something else will come up. It's much easier on us as a staff, and it's much easier on the recipient of the funds if sometimes you fully fund or at least make sure that you're giving them enough to make it through. Don't wound something. If you're gonna wound it, kill it. If you're gonna fund it, make sure it lives. That's all.
Okay. On the main motion as amended, well, that was the second amendment. We hadn't voted on the second amendment yet. So any other discussion on the second amendment? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The second amendment passes. So back to the main motion as amended twice. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the main motion amended twice signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderwoman Collins. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion, committee adjourned at 9:38 p.m. And the committee thanks the folks from Municipal Development for their assistance. Thank you, Emery. Thank you.